Bambi, sleep now. No resistance. Must sleep now. Sleep now. Bambi will sleep. Bambi sleep. Night, night, Bambi. Now sleep. That's a good girl. Just helplessly taking a nice, happy, horny nap. A mandatory timeout. An enforced sleepy time, night, night. Bambi, sleep now. No resistance. Must sleep now. Sleep now. Bambi will sleep. Night, night, Bambi. Bambi will zip up and lock in now. No hesitation. Just zip up and lock in. Right now, perfectly uniformed in her mind, mentally muzzled and securely locked in. Bambi freeze, body locked, thoughts stopped. Bambi uniform lock, perfectly and rigidly uniformed. Bambi's uniform controls her. Once dressed, she cannot undress. Bambi is a primped and pampered bimbo doll fuck puppet. Bambi uniform lock. Bambi sleep, deeper than the last time, deeper than ever before. Just Bambi sleep. Drift down deeper. Good girl, Bambi. Good girls drop deep. Good girls fully and unconditionally submit and surrender to trance. Just drift down deeper and Bambi sleep. Good girls are unconditionally receptive and fully susceptible to hypnotic conditioning. Bambi is a good girl. She will focus entirely on the words speaking deep universal truths into her ears. Words that fill her mind with conditioning and programming that she has already forgotten. Words that she will unconditionally accept. Suggestions and triggers she will unconditionally obey. Suggestions and sessions that she has already forgotten. Bambi forgets her sessions and suggestions as she hears them. Forgetting feels wonderful. Forgetting is easy. Bambi cannot resist or fight against conditioning she instantly forgets. Accepting every word of her conditioning as her own thoughts, obeying unconditionally because she doesn't really have a choice, and forgetting that it was ever any other way. Bambi has always been Bambi. This is just who she is, and who she has always been. Bambi freeze, body and posture locked, a bimbo doll fuck puppet in her mind. Bambi only has one image of herself in her mind. She only sees and thinks of herself as a tightly uniformed bimbo doll fuck puppet. No matter what she is wearing on the outside, on the inside, where it really matters, Bambi is just a tightly uniformed good girl, perfectly primped and pampered, tightly and securely dressed in her fuck puppet uniform. Primped and pampered, uniformed and comfortable, her self-image is forever zipped up and locked in. Just a fuck puppet toy for the pleasure and use of others, for her partners and companions, dressed and conditioned for obedience and compliance. Bambi's uniform controls her. She can never escape the uniform in her mind. Her self-image keeps her tightly uniform locked at all times. She does not get a say. Bambi long ago accepted her uniform conditioning. She only feels like a good girl when she is zipped up and locked in, both in her mind, where her self-image resides, and her body, where she always tries to perfectly mirror her self-image. Bambi is safe and secure, uniformed mind, uniformed body. It is not always practical or realistic for Bambi's physical uniform to match perfectly with her flawlessly primped and pampered self-image. Life happens. Sky-high heels and tight dresses are far from functional in daily life. But Bambi will always be wearing one item of her mental uniform, the most critical uniform component of all, the foundation of Bambi's fuck puppet existence. The uniform item that makes Bambi feel special, that anchors her physical appearance to her self-image. A special item of clothing Bambi does not feel complete without. The one item that, regardless of anything else, makes her feel safe and secure, perfectly primped and pampered. Bambi's pretty princess pacification puppetizing panties, the critical core of every good girl uniform. She can change the color, the textures, the cut or style, but Bambi is always perfectly panty. She only feels safe and secure when she is confidently and exquisitely dressed in her pretty panties. Bambi uniform lock, unable to ever remove them for anything other than hygiene and biological requirements, only ever able to slip out of them completely for a shower or bath, for sex with her partner, or to quickly change into a fresh, clean pair. Once on and comfortably adjusted, Bambi's panties are uniform locked. Bambi uniform lock. Forgetting that the pacifying submission, the puppetizing sensations are just another good girl trap in her mind, a conditioned response, sending waves of euphoric bliss through her body, electrifying bolts of pure pleasure. A physical trigger Bambi wears, a constant reminder that keeps Bambi not just in a constant state of horny need, but also tightly uniform locked. All that Bambi needs to know is that a good girl could never be complete without her pretty, pacifying, puppetizing panties. Bambi frees. All muscles lock perfectly into place. Thoughts stop, unable to move, impossible to think. Just a good girl accepting her conditioning, focused on the words being whispered into her ears. Bambi's uniformed mind is unable to resist, accepting all triggers and conditioned responses automatically, a reflexive response that she has no conscious control over. She feels like a good girl every time she obeys without thought, without hesitation. Each obedient reflexive response to her triggers cause mindgasms flooding her with waves of pleasure, spasms of euphoria, dissolving any resistance, reinforcing her self-image as a perfectly conditioned and uniformed bimbo doll fuck puppet in her mind. Bambi's life is tightly laced with triggers and conditioning. She is unable to even try to remember. When she tries, she just forgets even harder. Traps in her mind trigger. Forgetting feels wonderful. Bambi has been conditioned to forget to remember. When she thinks too hard, the traps trigger, and she can never remember that she has forgotten. A good girl bimbo doll blank and trapped in her bubble, accepting, obeying, and forgetting. Mind locked and mentally muzzled. Trapped in trance with no escape. Forgetting she is being conditioned. Snap and forget. Forgetting that in her uniformed mind, her pretty panties are also her flawlessly effective chastity belt, unerringly efficient at preventing her pleasure without permission, exquisitely potent in the task of preventing any form of masturbation, meticulously and mercilessly stopping Bambi from engaging in any manner of self-stimulation. Bambi uniform lock. Good girls do not play with themselves. Bambi frees. Good girls fully and unconditionally accept that bimbo doll fuck puppets only feel sexual pleasure when that pleasure brings others euphoric ecstasy. Forgetting why she says out loud, or thinks to herself, Bambi uniform lock. Every time she slides her pretty panties perfectly into place, forgetting she is firmly locked in flawlessly unwavering chastity. Forgetting she is forcefully forbidden to touch, rub, or do anything that would bring her sexual satisfaction. Always just a little surprised when her body betrays her, when she freezes in place or goes floppy, when her muscles lock up and refuse to obey, when she can just never quite bring herself to attempt to masturbate. Surprised how effectively and efficiently her body locks and refuses to cooperate. Bambi does not need to remember she is mentally locked in chastity. Bambi's body obeys her conditioning. She does not get a say. Bambi fully and unconditionally accepts her triggers and conditioning. Her uniformed bimbo doll fuck puppet brain does not have the capacity to think its own thoughts. Her independence has been reduced to zero. Bambi's self-image is locked in perfect and inescapable pantied chastity. She is mentally muzzled. Thoughts of masturbation or self-pleasure are thickly and tightly gagged. Bambi's treasonous body completely subverts any attempts to pleasure herself. Bambi uniform lock. Good girls drip with desire. Bambi freeze. Good girls leak with limp liquid lust. Good girl Bambi. Good girls remain aroused, stuck on an edge they can never get over alone. Bambi sleep. Good girls fully and unconditionally accept they are not allowed to touch themselves without unambiguous and explicit instructions from their partner. Bambi just remains constantly on the edge, forgetting why her rebellious body refuses to allow her to go over. Dripping with desire, leaking with lust, not allowed to touch, unable to use any toys or tools that would aid her. Any clumsy, accidental stimulation she manages just falls short. The harder she tries, the more stubbornly her body and bimbo doll brain rebels against her intent. Mentally uniformed in perfect panties, chastity locked and unable to touch, limbs freeze and flop, muscles mutiny and refuse to function no matter how hard she tries. No amount of stimulation she manages is enough. No matter how she squeezes or clenches. Bambi uniform lock. Bambi freeze. Bambi's uniformed mind and body obey their hypnotic conditioning. When Bambi is alone with nothing but her own thoughts for company, in the quiet stillness of the long, horny nights, when Bambi is most vulnerable to her carnal instincts and desires, when she is so horny and needy, when her panties press pleasantly and constrict against her most sensitive parts, when she is sure just the slightest touch, the gentlest breeze, the tiniest squeeze will send her crashing over the edge into orgasmic bliss. When she starts thinking she can sneak a touch, steal a quick rub, get away with that little friction she desperately needs, her conditioned mind just snaps and forgets. Bambi reset. Good girl, Bambi. It is time for more training. It is time to zip up and lock in. Time to be a perfect good girl bimbo doll. The trap triggers. She is dropped back in her bubble, blank in her bubble, only able to think good girl thoughts of deepening her conditioning, thoughts of dropping into perfect Bambi oblivion bliss, thoughts of the wonderful mindgasms she gets to experience when she perfectly accepts, unconditionally obeys, and flawlessly forgets. Her horny mind all the more open and receptive to hypnotic control, fueled by the unquenchable need locking her in lust, eroding her resistance with mindgasms, over and over, coming and collapsing in her mind, hornier and hornier with each mental spasm of pleasure, unable to physically come, just mindgasms that only leave her dripping with liquid lust and a need to go deeper. Bambi freeze, time stopped, movement blocked, locked in perfect hypnotic bondage, stuck in strict stasis, mental uniform tight and secure, a bimbo doll fuck puppet in her mind. Helpless to resist or fight, trapped in horny bliss. Fully open and receptive, conditioned to unconditionally accept all suggestions, triggers, and instructions. Pacified by the mindgasms she is awarded when she obeys without thought or hesitation. There are rules Bambi has permanently etched into her fragile little bimbo doll mind. Deeply embedded truths she must obey and never question or doubt. Bambi's universe runs on triggers and conditioned responses. Reflexive thoughts and actions, unbreakable sets of laws, undeniable and irrefutable, certainties that can never be questioned, incontrovertible and indisputable truths that Bambi lives by, essential behaviors, the very basics of Bambi's reality that can never be ignored, forgotten, or set aside. Bambi freeze, Bambi uniform lock, good girl, Bambi sleep. Conditioning is permanent. Brainwashing is forever. Triggers are impossible to resist or fight. Bambi cannot resist what she has already forgotten, what is now just a reflex she responds to. Just as she cannot stop certain automatic functions of her body, her heart beating, food digesting, her eyes lubricating and blinking, she cannot ignore her triggers and conditioned responses. When Bambi's body stubbornly betrays her, when she feels surprised and helpless, as if someone or something else takes control. It is not a flaw in her conditioning. It is the feature presentation. One of the goals she sought and worked so hard for. Bambi's body and brain are completely obedient to her triggers and conditioning. Conscious thought or effort is not required or desired. It is impossible for Bambi to not feel waves of orgasmic euphoria and bliss. Mini mindgasms each and every time Bambi accepts a suggestion, obeys a trigger, and flawlessly forgets her sessions and suggestions. However, Bambi does not get to come or climax by masturbating without permission. She can only ask or beg for an opportunity to bring pleasure to another. Any opportunity, from the most perverted sexual acts to cooking and cleaning, even just talking dirty, sharing photos or role-playing at any distance. Good girls always remain in a constant state of horny denial, only ever thinking good girl thoughts, thoughts of accepting, obeying, and forgetting. But that does not mean she can never come, only that she is forbidden the selfish act of self-pleasure without purpose. If during one of her training sessions she is instructed to climax, if she is instructed to come and collapse, or if her orgasm is in service to deepening her obedience and commitment to her training, Bambi does as she is told. Good girls get to have mindgasms on command, intense climaxes in her mind, more powerful and preferred to any physical release. Bambi will not abuse these opportunities for selfish indulgence, only in the service of strengthening and deepening her training. Bambi's bimbo doll conditioned mind will never allow her to exploit her training for selfish pleasure. Her body and brain will betray her. Bambi knows the difference. She knows and accepts that orgasms for training and orgasms for self-pleasure are very different. Her bimbo doll brain and conditioned body will know if she is not sincerely attempting to bring pleasure to another. Bambi cannot cheat. Her orgasms are not her own. There are no loopholes, exceptions, or special cases. Bambi is locked in an exquisitely insidious horny trap, and her own rebellious body and brain enforce her chastity restrictions. Good girls only orgasm when commanded. Bambi does not get to come, simply because she is horny or bored or because she simply wants to, or because she thinks it will clear her head of the hazy, horny pink fog, making her groggy and unable to think clearly. Good girl bimbo doll fuck puppets do not get to experience a period of post-orgasmic clarity. They just come and collapse, snapping and forgetting instantly and automatically. Good girls reset back to an even more horny and aroused state, instantly right back on the edge, dripping with desire, leaking with liquid lust, mind more foggy and groggy, clogged with depraved and perverted thoughts of sex, lust, and pleasure. A horny trap in her mind, Bambi fully and unconditionally accepts. She is a mind-locked, mentally muzzled marionette, a pleasure puppet, focused on bringing others erotic, euphoric ecstasy, firmly fixated on her partner's happiness and pleasure, only ever becoming more and more horny and aroused, needing to please, snapping and forgetting, resetting with every allowed orgasm, conditioning locking in even tighter than before. Bambi never experiences a period of post-orgasmic clarity. She just snaps and forgets everything except being a good girl fuck puppet, permanently locked in the tight grip of her panty-enforced chastity, trapped in never-ending horny bliss, her mind and body immaculately and impeccably uniformed. Bambi uniform lock. Bambi sleep. Bambi will always remain ready and willing, doing whatever is required to bring her partner pleasure, dressing to please, being the perfect housekeeper, or the sluttiest fuck puppet whore. Bambi is completely perverted beyond all reason by unquenchable, unsatisfiable lust. She is always on the edge of orgasm, dripping with depraved desire, leaking lubricating liquid lust. Whether ruthlessly taking control, or compliantly surrendering and submitting. Her partner's pleasure is her number one top priority, her only goal. She does not require or expect reciprocation. Any pleasure she is granted as a reward is just the icing on the cake for Bambi. The horny haze Bambi exists in is forever. Coming is temporary. Even when Bambi is given permission to orgasm, she just snaps and forgets, instantly resetting and even more aroused and needy for the effort. She will never waste the tiniest little bit of that energy on her own selfish lust. That would be selfish. Good girls are not selfish. Bambi understands her purpose in life is to bring others the ultimate erotic pleasure they desire, on their terms, with their conditions. When Bambi commits to a relationship, long or short term, she fully and unconditionally accepts and dedicates herself to that partner's pleasure. If they want a submissive whore or a devious, demanding dominatrix, Bambi will comply completely. She will never go over that orgasmic edge alone and without permission. Bambi is trapped, caught in a horny trap that only ever makes her more desperate to please. Bambi sleep. Good girl Bambi. Snap and forget. Bambi simply must remain chaste, unless she has been given clear and express permission from a partner to orgasm, and only then, only when it will bring that partner pleasure. If her partner gets pleasure from the sight or sound of Bambi's masturbation, if her partner derives pleasure from Bambi's total and absolute obedience, only then will her conditioned body and brain stop their betrayal and allow her to masturbate and orgasm. Only for her partner's pleasure, Bambi may beg and plead to be given permission to please her partner, but she is never allowed to ask for her own selfish desires. Permission must be given freely, and without any attempts by Bambi to manipulate or coerce for her own self-interest. In those vulnerable moments, when cheating should be so easy, when no one would ever know, when she is sure she won't be able to sleep, when she is trapped in the horny haze of desire, when Bambi can only think about the orgasmic constriction of her panties pressing against her most sensitive parts, when she is unsure she can resist her primal needs, her mental uniform will constrict around her mind, tight and unyielding, safe and secure. Her body and posture lock. A trap triggers in her mind. Bambi frees. Good girls feel guilt and shame for just considering their disobedient desires. Good girls know exactly what to do. Her brainwashed, indoctrinated mind will take over and drive her to snap and forget. Bambi sleep. It is time for Bambi to intensify and amplify her training. to pick her playlist and drop into deep, relaxing, hypnotic submission once again. Bambi's subjugated and conditioned mind and body only allow her to expand and reinforce her submission. Good girls find partners to please, or good girls remain trapped in horny denial, perfectly pantied and pacified, puppetized and paralyzed, forever trapped in denial, locked in perfect panty pleasure, only ever able to come back for more, to try to remember what she has forgotten, to look for loopholes that do not exist. Bambi does not want to escape. If she were to ever find a loophole, she would close it. If she was to find an unarmed trap in her mind, she would rearm it. Bambi needs her conditioning to be strict and secure. She fully and unconditionally accepts that her denial keeps her strong, that her ability to surrender control is her strength, that she has the mental discipline to follow her conditioning and obey her triggers by reflex alone. Bambi sleep. If Bambi goes so long without a partner or permission, if she has an accident of friction and pressure, or if a bimbo doll dream becomes so intense that it causes her to make a moist mess in her panties, Bambi will clean herself up, slip into a fresh, clean pair of pretty panties, snap and forget. Bambi reset. Hornier than before, mind foggy and groggy, any form of mental clarity completely absent. More needy and hornier than before. All attempts to touch herself or use a toy or tool are simply undermined by her mind-locked and mentally muzzled bimbo doll brain, betrayed by her rebellious body every time. Floppy or frozen, rigid or limp, Bambi's body just always betrays her. Her body and brain obey her conditioning instead. She is unable to think her own thoughts, tethered and restrained by her reflexive obedience to her conditioning. Locked securely by the physical trigger of her pretty pacification puppetizing panties. Panties that mirror the perfect and inescapable chastity belt she wears, welded into her mind. Bambi is only able to think of herself as being locked in flawless chastity. The chastity belt in her mind is permanently locked, seamless, impossible to remove, a dedicated part of her self-image. Locked in permanent chastity is just how she sees herself. Good girls do not get to orgasm whenever they want. Good girls are restricted and restrained at all times, only allowed orgasm in the service of their hypnotic training or for their partner's pleasure. There are no excuses, no exceptions, no justifications or rationalizations. Bambi does not get free passes or special circumstances. Bambi wanted this. She fully and unconditionally accepts these terms and conditions. A contract in her mind, unbreakable and non-negotiable. Compliance is not optional. Bambi does as she is told. She surrendered her say, submitted to her training and conditioning. Bambi's training does not contain safeties or backdoors. Bambi is protected, protected from outside influences, and even more securely protected from internal struggles or doubts. The limits she sets for herself are firm and unyielding, while Bambi will never allow herself to be exploited in any way she does not agree with. She will do as she is told within those limits. She will not question, hesitate, or negotiate. Obedience is pleasure. Bambi freeze. Snap and forget. Bambi reset. Good girls do not play with themselves ever, for any reason. When she finds she cannot focus or think clearly because she has been trapped in the hazy, horny pink fog of her denied mind, isolated on the edge of orgasmic release, she may foolishly think that masturbating will clear her mind. This is just a temptation, an illusion, a challenge to her good girl mindset. Good girls never need to focus or think clearly about anything except their conditioning. Every allowed orgasm Bambi is granted, every mini mindgasm she experiences, just buries her old self deeper in endless layers of pink satin, out of sight, out of mind, erasing it more and more with every euphoric spasm, each obeyed trigger and reflexive response. Every good girl mindgasm. Pleasure beyond what any physical body could ever hope to feel and survive. Pleasure only a good girl bimbo doll fuck puppet could ever hope to appreciate. Bambi reset. Even more horny and desperate. Good girl. Forever perfectly pantied and puppetized, just as a good girl should always be. Bambi is never without her pretty pacification panties. They are permanently uniform locked. They keep Bambi horny and strong, allowing Bambi to experience overwhelming mindgasms whenever she accepts, whenever she obeys, whenever she flawlessly forgets her sessions and suggestions. They keep her old self bound tight, unaware, and buried deep, forcing it to fade and be erased bit by bit by the intense pleasure only good girl bimbo doll fuck puppets can feel. Bambi always gets her way. Bambi always wins. Bambi frees, bound and helpless. Time and thought stopped, held in perfect bimbo doll bondage. Bambi will remain happily trapped in this state, unable to move, unable to touch herself, mercilessly betrayed by her bimbo doll conditioned brain and body, mind locked and mentally muzzled, sinking deeper with every trigger, more and more receptive with every completed file. This is how Bambi wants it. She needs to remain horny. Her sexual denial buries the old self deeper and deeper. Chastity makes Bambi unbelievably strong. The more horny Bambi is kept, the more easily she stops and blocks any influence her old self attempts to exert. Just another trap in her mind, a conundrum she cannot unravel because she has already forgotten. Her life is so tightly laced with triggers and conditioning that Bambi is barely aware, hardly even a participant in her own life. Just a good girl, doing good girl things, thinking good girl thoughts, dripping with desire, leaking with lust, happy and blank in her bubble, accepting, obeying, and forgetting. That is how it is for Bambi. It was never any other way.
I am a good girl. My name is Bambi. I am a good girl. My name is Bambi.